Well, I don't know if we have gremlins or goblins, but we had something. We were having a great conversation with Frank Grant from Yarmouth Recreation when everything kind of went awry there. So I'm joined again by Frank. Frank, you're back.
It was the zombies. The zombies got me, but I escaped.
It must have been that. Okay, so let's go back to it. We're talking about the Jack-O-Lantern Parade, which is happening the Monday before Halloween, which is this Monday coming, Monday the 25th. And it's happening at Gateway Park this year, so a new venue, and we'll kind of take it from there.
Yeah, so Gateway Park is totally enclosed with the running track. And this year, we're going to have everyone come into the park and gather for the parade at 6 o'clock. And we're going to do a lap or two or three, depending on your physical ability, around the track at Gateway. So very similar, a walking parade, lots of photo opportunities. We'll have lots of prizes for the most spooktacular costume or parade entry. The funniest entry, the most original entry, and it wouldn't be a jack-o'-lantern parade without jack-o'-lanterns. So we are having a jack-o'-lantern contest that folks can drop off their jack-o'-lanterns between 5 and 5:30 right at Gateway Park, and they'll be judged for the most spectacular jack-o'-lantern.
All right, so, and those jack-o'-lanterns, and you can light them up with battery-operated lights, that's what's going to kind of light the track as well, right?
Yeah, so we're hoping that folks will keep safety in mind, no candles, battery-operated lights in any of their parade entries or in the jack-o'-lanterns, and we're going to do our best to still keep the parade route a little bit kind of mysterious and a little bit dark. For the event, but we are going to have some lighting along the track to guide the path, and it should be a fun evening. With COVID protocols and restrictions, we are going to be asking for proof of vaccination. So everyone that's 12 and over will have to show proof of vaccination, and there will be a designated entrance to Gateway where people can come in and get registered. So the parade starts at 6, so we would advise folks to come a little bit early to make sure that we have time to check everyone and make sure that our gathering is safe.
So put everything together around 5:30, quarter to 6, something like that, to get everything assembled. Again, it's over at Gateway Park, which is the ballpark on the track. Now, kids can walk that track a few times, but as is normally the case, parents are welcome to do so as well with their kids.
For sure, and the track has been groomed most recently for the 55 plus game, so it's in great shape. And if you haven't been to Gateway Park, it'll be a very spooky type of environment, I think, for this event. And we'll have lots of treat bags and some cider and some hot chocolate there for folks as well. And I did want to also mention that there is limited parking along the street near Gateway Park, so there is additional parking down at the St. Ambrose Rectory, at the St. Ambrose near the tennis courts, so people could park there and walk over to Gateway.
Pretty easy way to do it. No problem. Okay, sounds good. Now, that's the Jack-O-Lantern Parade. On top of that, you're again organizing a Halloween light drive. Second year for this, right?
So this was a great event. Last year with COVID and not a whole lot of actual activity going on, people at home did still get in the Halloween spirit and decorate their properties. So we had some good feedback from that last year. So again, this year, if you are decorated at home and would love to be part of our Halloween light drive, you have until Wednesday to give us your information. There's a link right on our Yarmouth Recreation website. And we need your civic address to include you on a map. And then you can just go to the website or our Facebook page, click on that link, and it'll show you all the different entries in the Halloween light drive. And you can make an event on your own in the evening up until Halloween, going around and checking out all the different sites.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, again, for people to register, and you know what? I mentioned this. I got to tell you, about a half hour or so ago, I previewed this and talked about this and already had people reach out and say, okay, give me the link. So I did that to those people. And on the blog that I'll put together right after this conversation, that link will be there as well. So it's just a matter of clicking the link, giving the address to your property, and your house gets on that map. It's that easy.
It's that easy, and then it makes it easy for folks, if they've got it on their phone when they're out driving, that they can just easily see where the next civic address to go to is. So our website is yarmouthrecreation.ca. Our Facebook page is Yarmouth Recreation. So if you haven't liked us yet, please like us. And it's just at the touch of a button.
Excellent. Frank, thanks a lot for talking to us. Thanks a lot for doing this stuff. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon as more events that Yarmouth Recreation gets involved in continues to build up.
Thank you, Wade, and thank you to Y95.
Always a pleasure. That's Frank Grant. He is the director of Yarmouth Recreation. We're talking about the Jack-O-Lantern Parade, which is next Monday, and the Halloween Light Drive as well.